As essential workers, migrant farm laborers are continuing operations. However, as WXXI's Noel Evans reports, they're also one of the most vulnerable populations if exposed to the virus, and that could affect New York State's agricultural economy.
Victor Cortez has worked on dairy farms in New York State for almost 15 years. He currently works on a farm in Wyoming County. Right now, with the coronavirus, he says everyone's worried. He says workers are isolated. They have kept working and are concerned that if they get infected, they don't know what would happen to them. What plan is there for us, he asks. Cortez is originally from Mexico. He says it's up to bosses on U.S. farms to establish a plan for their migrant workers if they get sick. Steve Amerman is with the New York Farm Bureau. He says while the organization can't mandate farmers to do anything, he says they are encouraging farms to have a plan for workers and looking to expedite on-site testing.
The only thing we can do is to try and prepare as much as possible and be as safe as possible with our practices in order to try and keep the spread as low as we can.
Cortez says so far, no one has fallen ill where he works, but he's afraid if someone does get sick, they wouldn't have access to care. That's something that's also been concerning Emma Krejci with Worker Justice Center of New York, an organization that works directly with migrant workers. As recently as January, farm workers have been granted rights to collectively bargain and access certain benefits. But Krejci says that many don't know their new rights. And she says because of fears of encountering immigration and customs enforcement, people are afraid to visit food pantries or seek other kinds of help.
People are afraid that if they go to the emergency room or if they seek out assistance, that they will be deported, that they'll be reported to immigration officials.
On top of that, immigrants who aren't citizens, even those who have paid taxes, will not be receiving a stimulus check. Krejci says that vulnerabilities that migrant farm workers face under normal conditions are being exacerbated by the coronavirus.
This, you know, pandemic is really showing us how fragile our food system is insofar as it relies so heavily on the labor of people who are exploited and marginalized and vulnerable.
She says this is a humanitarian issue that can affect food security and the economy if not addressed.
If farm workers are affected in any kind of widespread way by this virus, I think we will see real interruptions in our food supply.
Worker Justice Center of New York is coordinating support for affected farm workers. And Krejci says she hopes that efforts to work with Governor Andrew Cuomo's office will lead to solutions. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.